Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
They thought it was the perfect crime until the body was found. You're listening to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
The case against Sean Diddy Combs continues to get more bizarre and darker by day and by the allegation and by the lawsuit as more of them continue to come flowing in. This last week, more of them did, and the age number on the allegations continues to get a little bit lower. Now we're to 10-year-olds a 10-year-old who's now an adult, an aspiring rapper years ago in, I believe it was 2005, going to an audition and then claiming that they were sexually assaulted by Diddy. It's a John Doe. That the boy was drugged and sexually assaulted after being left alone with Combs. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. You know, we knew the allegations against adults and all that. Not that it makes it that much better. But now we got the kid allegations coming in, and the numbers keep getting lower by the week. What's your take on this, as a psychotherapist and what we might be dealing with here in terms of Diddy and if these allegations are true?
Yeah, it's hard to know what's true and what's not at this point. Certainly, it's a situation where people can come forward and make false claims, so we don't want to be, you know, completely unreasonable about it. But it does sound like, again, this is somebody that has no boundaries and is willing to do just about anything to anybody where they have a sense of power and control. And that's not common with perpetrators. Well, they'll jump around this much in age. It can happen.
Let's talk about that for a moment, because obviously, yes, these are allegations. We do have a pattern of behavior of abusing other people, that's for sure. We're starting to see a pattern here, if they're true, of it being younger people as well. But like you said, and I'm not trying to defend Diddy in any way, shape, or form, but this is such a high-profile case. There's so many people that have been around this man. Inevitably, you're going to have false accusations mixed in here with the real ones. How do we go about determining, or how do the courts go about determining what's real, what's not? I mean, a lot of times in sexual assault cases, there isn't a lot of evidence other exactly. than he said, she said.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's a nightmare for everyone, but you have to look for corroborating information in some way. Was this discussed with, a therapist in years past who can come forward and testify? Were other people witnesses? I mean, they have to try to find something, and often they just don't.
Yeah, it's going to have to go beyond, I have a photo with him at an event, because a lot of people have photos with him at an event. And it doesn't mean that he sexually assaulted every single one of them. But likely some, if we're to believe, what is going on here. And another accusation coming in, this one from a 17-year-old, during an audition for Making the Band, allegedly. The teen claims he was coerced into performing oral sex on Diddy and a bodyguard. We keep hearing the bodyguards being mixed into this as well. Are you surprised by that when we're talking about the profile of a predator? Do they often bring in their close people to them? I mean, a bodyguard would be close to a celebrity because they're with them all the time. It's not like most of us have experience with bodyguards in relationships, but it can be a tight bond. I mean, this person's there to protect you. Is this common where it's like, hey, come on, enjoy my horrible world over here with me?
Yeah, I think you've used the term the hedonism cult, or I'd say it's a sex cult.
Yeah.
And it does seem like the people surrounding him were going along with it and were validating the behavior. So I'm sure when he made choices about who was accepted into his inner circle, it was going to be people who would go along with things, validate things, and maybe even participate in
things. Was it a valid? Yeah, go ahead. continue.
I was just going to say, I guess anybody can be a bodyguard. It's not like there's a, you know, a state license to be a bodyguard or something where your ethics are regulated. So any character that would come forward and fit his needs could probably be roped into that.
Was this a validating thing for Diddy, or was this more of a, I'm going to have you do the same thing I'm doing, so you're just as incriminating as I am, and if anyone comes to talk or they want you to be a witness, you did the same things, and you're going to be just as punished as I am. I mean, that seems to be kind of more of like the strategic route that Diddy would take, knowing what we know about.
Yeah, that's, I think you're nailing that Machiavellianism trait. It's like everything is strategic, everything is planned, and that makes sense.
Let's talk about the parents of the people. I'm not trying to victim blame or anything here, but because I think it'd be easy to be a parent in this situation and think, this is wonderful. Diddy, this person my child looks up to, he's a superstar. He's been super successful. And at the time, you have to understand what the image of Diddy was back then. It was very positive. I mean, this guy was showing up on Nickelodeon children's shows doing little bits. No one was looking at him as a predator, at least not in the mainstream. Yeah. And suddenly it's Diddy's interested in you as a rapper, as whatever the hell he's interested in you for professionally. Let's talk about that for a minute, about how that can blind parents sometimes. You want the best for your kids, and this is like the pinnacle of like, oh my God, not many people are in that situation where a superstar thinks you have talent and wants to help you get there. I mean, that's like, that's beyond anything local. That's just, you know, this local teacher is teaching, this is freaking Diddy. I could imagine it would be very easy as a parent to go, well, of course, I mean, this is a big company. This is going to be on the up and up. What do you think those parents went through, or should they have been more cautious of letting their 10-year-old go into a situation with adults and not be so trusting?
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, I'm going to say parents need to be careful. It doesn't matter if it's the family priest, the Boy Scout leader, you know, or a superstar. Michael Jackson, I mean, my God, you know, we've got story after story of people who abuse their power. And I think parents can't be blinded by celebrity, blinded by religion. You know, they've got to be alert and aware, and we've got to protect kids.
There's a lot, I can't think of many situations where an adult, a stranger adult, brings a young person in, like a 10-year-old, for anything one-on-one that needs to be one-on-one, or that needs to be super private. I mean, we see a lot of group things, like with coaching and things of that nature, where it's a group, unless somebody's going private, there's not a lot of room for bad things to happen, because there's always a tension here. It seems that it's these unique situations, I know this is different. If it was anybody else, I wouldn't let my kid go with him, but it's Diddy. So, I mean, it's like reservations get pulled back a bit when you add celebrity or something that's out of the ordinary, and you can't really compare it to anything else, where things like this happen and our caution kind of goes to the wind.
Yeah, and I do think people associate somebody who's a celebrity with them being a good person. And as you say, he did certain things to give that image at times, but we've got to smarten up.
Yeah, I mean, we really do. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts subscribe, and feast on the good stuff.